The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Tell you what, Chris, technology in mobile phones is improving by the day. There's been an amazing breakthrough about some people who have invented a certain type of material for a mobile phone.
Yes.
It's self-healing material for mobiles.
How incredibly exciting does this sound? Because mobile phones have come such a long way from the old days when you had the massive brick.
Like the Nokia 3310s and even the earlier models.
Yeah, and the one thing they had down pat with the Nokia 3310 was its indestructibility. Like it was a tough phone that was really hard to beat. But then obviously phones got a lot smarter. They did a lot more stuff. But with that came one major downfall, one major trade-off, which was they weren't very strong anymore. Suddenly you've got these screens which make up the bulk of the phone that break super easy. And once they break, the phone doesn't work so well.
Yeah. Almost useless, but some people still walk around with cracked screens. You can get them fixed.
Do you find with some people it's like they use it as kind of a display of their fast-paced lifestyle? Like a cracked screen makes, that's just me, man. I live close to the edge, got a cracked phone, whatever, still use it.
That makes a lot of sense.
maybe, or it's either that or they just can't afford to get it fixed. So these scientists have created a transparent, highly stretchable, conductive, self-healing product, material, that they believe will be used in mobile phones as early as 2020.
This is amazing science. It's kind of like a glass crossed with a plasticky material. Yeah. And they say that scratches and dents could heal themselves after a 24-hour period. I don't know how it works, but...
Well, I think to put it in layman's terms, and that's the only terms I really understand, the scientists basically said, like, you've got two kinds of bonds when products exist. You've got like liquid, which is where it's all fluid and it can fall apart and then fall together, or you've got like a solid bond, which is kind of very strong, but as soon as it's broken, it can't be reattached. So it's somewhere in between those two. So it's more like, it's like a little bit like a fluid. But basically what they said was they tore it in half during one of their trials, this fabric, and then within 24 hours, like you said, Seb, it had completely stitched itself back together into one piece. It sounds hugely futuristic, doesn't
it? Yeah, it sounds kind of like an alien-style material.
Well, one of the scientists behind this, his name's Dr. Wang. Apparently he was influenced, like his big inspiration for this new material came from Wolverine, as in Hugh Jackman, the guy with claws coming out of his hands who can heal himself.
There you go. He's been watching too many movies, I think, this guy. But it might have paid off for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully it is used in phones really soon.
Yeah, 2020 they think it might be released.
I'm thinking other applications as well, though, Seb. Like, I don't know if it's going to be as transparent as glass. Like, could you use it in glasses? You know how you always drop... Like prescription glasses are expensive.
Yeah.
You drop them, wouldn't it be nice if they could heal themselves?
Or sort of glasses with polarized lenses, like sunglasses, they could heal themselves because they crack all the time.
Imagine replacing human skin for it. You could be a real life superhero. Let's say you have to get some skin grafting done on your arm. You just get some of this new fabric. Fun little party trick. You just give yourself a big old cut and it just heals in front of everyone.
I reckon we're still a fair way off that, but one day you just never know.
We need to fund this. We need to throw money at it. Let's make it happen.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.